We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Single digits, negative eight right now if you're listening in the Utica Rome area.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it here?
Right here, it's three.
For reals?
For reals, but it doesn't feel that outside,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't at all. Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't feel that cold.
That's worrisome.
Why?
I don't know.
That you're getting used to it?
No, just
you're adapting.
That, right? Say it's something weird where if we're going to adapt to it, then Mother Nature will adapt to that.
And just keep getting colder and colder.
Yeah.
No, I think that there's very little wind, at least where I was this morning, so I didn't have a lot of the wind chill.
No, same.
But it is cold.
I see there was a little bit of snow in some spots. Did you get any?
Dusting. That's it.
Same. But it's always a blizzard.
This is the text line. K-Roch CNY. Can I get a effing ho yeah?
Oh yeah!
I think they mean they want that orgasm sound that was like popular a few months ago.
Oh, we'll just do ours.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, -8 in Boonville according to the text line, -12 in Pulaski.
Yeah. Come on, man. That ain't cool. Not.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm a sleepy bear today, man.
I know, we gotta get you, might be your first day of a dab with some coffee.
No, it ain't. That'll be Poopy Pants McGee right there, I'll tell you what.
Energy drink done.
I got my thingy right here.
In your hand?
I'll keep going. My little 5 hour.
Oh.
That's it.
I mean, like your thingy.
And my weenie.
I'm getting his winky in his hand.
Now, we've got, who's coming up today? Well, we'll talk to the Girl Scouts about Girl Scout cookie season. We will talk to Jimmy Boeheim about the bag of ball. Joel and Carissa are here. Going to be bringing some bears. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a little.
Roll ourselves into a weekend. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. It is a Friday. I keep forgetting it.
It is,
that
buddy.
That one day ahead or whatever.
Set everything kind of off center. It was
it
nice.
Did. All week with me kind of messed me up. In a good way, I guess, then. There ain't nothing wrong with being a day ahead as opposed to like 2 weeks ago where I was a day behind.
Yeah. Oh, no, Cody, today's only Tuesday. Where are you, what's going on, bud?
I did. I forget what it was. It might have been that week we came back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I was off a day. So every day I thought it was a day ahead, and it was not. And for an entire day, it messed me up.
That is the worst. And you're like, well, at least it's Friday. It's Wednesday.
Yep.
Huh? No. Oh,
no, it wasn't even a couple weeks ago. It was last Thursday. All last Thursday, I thought it was Friday the whole day, and it was awful.
What is this Mike McCarthy story that it's... Trending?
I don't know, man, but I'm afraid because I want to tweet about it because I want to tell him to, you know, a swear word to your kids, man, because if that's what you're talking about, he's using his kids as an excuse to deflect from the fact that he's a ass coach.
I don't know. It just says McCarthy described the Cowboys as being nervous entering their playoff game. That's why they lost.
Oh, that? Yeah.
What did he say about his kids?
They said the Cowboys have jitters, and he wants people to kind of think about his kids.
Uh-huh.
They're very distraught right now with the reports that he may be fired.
Oh.
It's like, bro.
That's every job. That's the job that you got into.
And if anything, oh no, the multimillionaire that would easily land another job instantly's kids are afraid that they might not have millions.
Yeah.
Their daddy might not have millions for a couple seconds.
Somebody would hire him right away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I heard that and I'm like, man, you know, instant reaction is, you know, that, your kids. I don't, not in the, you know.
And yes, I see you guys messaging already. Whatever. Meatloaf did pass away overnight.
Oh, did he? He's old.
72, old. I think it said. Yeah. Rest in peace, Meatloaf.
Old dude that's still doing it to
doing
the end.
Things, man.
Again, though, see what I mean? Like, he was just doing stuff.
Yeah.
retire.
Yeah, but everybody, you never know when it's going to happen.
I know, but that, well, he was 70. He's in his 70s.
I would think Meatloaf had money that he didn't need to do any gigs, but maybe yeah. I'm wrong.
I don't know. I always feel bad. These guys just die. Like, you were just doing work. Go enjoy your riches. You've these people have been
I know, you
so
don't
successful,
gotta keep doing this.
And like, I get it, but man, oh.
Sorry, quick. It's Mr. Loaf, but my apologies.
Mr. Loaf.
We do not know him by his first name of Meat. We only know him as Mr. Loaf.
I only know Mr. Loaf.
My mom will be sad. She's a big Meatloaf fan.
My uncle, maybe, I think my grandma too, but my uncle is a big old Meatloaf fan.
Yeah.
Where I feel like he's seen him a butt ton of times.
Yeah, they love them, man.
That one song, was, I like that one where he was running around the stage and putting something on it or something. It's like a sandwich song. It's an ad for Subway.
Wait a minute. Let's walk that way back.
Is that it?
He was running around stage.
He's the one that runs around on stage, right? You know, he's got a lot of energy in his shirts. Usually
he
open.
Did, and he's fatter.
Yeah,
and he's, you know.
Yeah.
But then you lost me on the sandwich song.
Well, it's the... I don't
Let
know
me
the
sleep
words.
On it.
Oh, is that it?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Yeah, it was a... Put some... Is that it? Not the tune at all? Put some... No?
Guys, even I can't decode Cody speak right now.
That's all I got, man. What's his other hit? His other hit is something about putting some
Well,
some
there's like Paradise
it.
By the Dashboard Light.
I don't know any of the words or the titles. I just know that one where I assumed it was about putting a sandwich together. And he wants you to put some letters on it. And then he dances a little more and put some things on it. No? It's not him? Right. It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna try to decode what he's talking about. I'm taking him to Krausehoopy. Yeah, I think he's stroking out.
No,
but the weird
fine.
Thing about Cody's mind is that there's going to be a commercial where that happened somewhere in the pockets of his brain folds. He's remembering something that happened.
Yeah.
Now I just got to figure out what it is.
We'll just go through the songs that he has.
Yeah.
And
see if maybe he did do a Subway commercial at some point. Because that could be tucked in there as well. You never know.
Right. That's what's confusing. I don't know what's lost in there.
You know, I think we got there. I think a lot of us, we came together, and we worked to decode Cody Mack speak.
You guys got it real quick.
And I think I have an evolution. So if you're just tuning in, sad news as Meatloaf, the singer, passing away, 74 years young. And Cody, at the very beginning of the show, said something along the lines of where he puts the meat on it and he dances around.
Yes.
That's kind of all we knew.
Yes.
He thinks it was in a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to have the evolution of what I think is the Meatloaf commercials that are in your mind right now. Because he's done more than one.
Yes.
The first one, he's not technically in, but it's an iconic Meatloaf commercial.
Really?
So here you go. Here's number one. If you're on Twitch, I'm going to show you these. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. This first one is for Dr. Pepper.
I do remember this one. Not this one.
He's going in to get tampons. He's doing laundry with his betrothed, his loved one. But he's drinking a Dr. Pepper. But he will not give her the Dr. Pepper.
Fall in love with the rich, bold flavor, Dr. Pepper. One taste, and you get it.
All right, so there's that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Pretty safe bet you've seen that commercial, and it's just in your mind the song is.
Yeah.
Now, number two, I didn't know this was a Meatloaf song or commercial, but it's for the fine, and it makes sense that it is, but it's for the fine folks of A1 Steak Sauce.
What? And I would do anything for love. I don't remember this one. I'd run to hell and back. I would do.
I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. And I would do. He's by the pool. He's by the pool, and he's eating an A1 steak sauce steak thing.
Meatloaf. He's eating meatloaf.
It was Meatloaf. Yeah, you're right.
But I don't understand what he is giving up in this commercial. You got to finish that commercial.
I know, I will.
I need to know. I just need to know.
It was just another thing
but
playing
what,
in the background.
But what is he... But he won't do that. What, is someone going to come try to take his A1?
Ooh, maybe.
What's the premise of, you know what I mean? It's the, you know, the guy wouldn't give up his Dr. Pepper. He already has his A1 and his meatloaf. He's already enjoying it.
So he's out by the pool. Well, he's putting A1 steak sauce on a meatloaf.
Yeah. What is he taking away? Oh, change songs.
He's very happy about it.
Oh, no, they did not. That's funny. I don't hate that, man. I don't hate that. That's pretty funny.
A1, it makes meatloaf sing. Get it? Get it? But that's most current meatloaf song.
That's pretty funny.
That you're probably thinking about.
And this is...
This ran just a couple of years ago.
And this, it turns out, is what I was thinking of.
Hey, Dad, I want a go phone.
Let me sleep on it.
It has unlimited talk and text.
Let me sleep on it.
And no surprise bill.
I can't take it any longer, son. I'm crazy. You ask about the top on every night and day. As long as there's no surprise bill to pay, we're gonna go get you a go phone today. Because I love you to the end of time. I swear I love you to the end of time. Then we'll go and get you.
Now who is that? Is that Tiffany? Who is that, Oopie?
Yes.
That's Tiffany?
Yeah. And I think that's his son, right?
Is that his real son?
I think so. I thought.
They're
right?
singing about they're singing about his go phone.
Yeah.
If that's Tiffany, she's playing his mom, I'm assuming?
I thought so.
Good for them? Good for Meatloaf, because Tiffany's still hot?
Oh, yeah. But that is, see, I just couldn't remember the words. So the let me sleep on it, I thought he was saying something like let him put something on something. In
his
which,
beef on it?
Or just like put some lettuce on it. Or, you know, something could turn into a commercial of
and
some way.
Not too
and
it late. Wasn't. You could CGI him in there.
Yes, they could. But that, it turns out, I was thinking of him on stage, younger, running around, doing that song, not knowing the words, and it turned into all of that.
Who is the...
Sometimes I feel really bad for you guys.
Yeah, it is Tiffany. That is, you are right. Yeah. That is Tiffany.
Yeah.
You feel bad. Why? Because
for you guys
decode all this?
Oh, because in my head.
Why am I me?
In my head, I understand what I'm talking about.
You said.
I know
what
I'm looking at. I can see it up in here. It's just.
Putting those parts together.
Yes, all of you around me that have to decode at it. And you're all getting really good at it.
I did know that. Meatloaf's daughter is married to Scott Ian of Anthrax.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. You picked it up pretty quick.
Yeah, I can usually get there
pretty quick.
I can get there. Yeah. There was in no way a Subway commercial involved, but it was a commercial that he has seen.
Yes, sometimes there's layers,
and it's in there.
Wow, this is really long.
It's really long.
All right.
Paradise by the Go Phone Light.
Adam, I don't know how you say that last name.
Adam Calgary.
I don't know, but his last name is like Paulison or something, isn't it?
Who?
Meatloaf?
Meatloaf?
So I don't think that kid is, that's not it. That's not his last name at all. Maybe not. But, however, did you see that move that the younger guy just did in that commercial for the
people
watching on
it?
Twitch? And if that's a Meatloaf thing, okay, fine. But if it's not, we need to figure out a way to steal that and make it ours. The guy wiped his brow, like his eyebrow like this, and then shot it to the side and that fireball shot up. I want to do a wipe my eyebrow and... Do that and a fireball shoots out really badly.
You want that like CGI to be done?
Yeah.
Here, I'm watching it right now.
Ready? Watch. All right. Here.
It felt so good, it never felt so right. Gonna get my son a go phone tonight. Never felt so good, it never felt so right. Gonna get
Boom.
My son a go phone
Boom. Yeah. Badass. All right, well, I'll get Industrial Light Magic on that for you, bro.
Thank you.
I never felt so good. I never felt so right. Going to get my Coco a go phone tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, nice. I did have a track phone.
And gentlemen. We all did. It was the first phone you had.
Hell yeah.
Had to have that track phone. I'm waiting. give me. Jet Cold Hard Bitch. It's a song about your mama. Good morning. It's K-Rock. Hi. Hi. How are you? Happy Friday, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. This is the show. And I don't know. I don't know if it's a desire for nostalgia. They say that, like, they say that we want to watch the same movies and shows over again because we know how they go.
Okay.
So it, like, relaxes us or whatever.
Yeah, I get that for certain shows.
But as you guys know, I started to get really back into, like, the old 90s sitcoms with Family Matters. I told you about that weeks ago. But it's going deeper now.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Voice crack.
Now,
I'm going to get puberty soon.
Congratulations.
Oh, I hope to God. Maybe I'll grow.
Congratulations.
But what?
So,
like more shows? What are we doing?
My wife and I are very similar in that we like to watch TV. We just are TV fans. Since we've been young, we like to have the TV on.
I agree.
Whether you're looking at your phone or doing something, just to have the TV on is nice.
I am not one of those people with the, oh, too much TV or oh,
no, I love
TV.
It.
No, put the damn TV on.
I love TV.
It's comforting.
To the point where I have been obsessed with the idea, Starlet, thank you for that 12-month sub.
Oh, nice, thank you.
I know this is going to sound dumb, and why would you want to do this, Josh? I want to sleep on my couch one night. Because there's something in the back of my brain that's tickled over just that late night, you're on your couch, wrapped up in a comforter, and the TV is on all night. That's how much I love TV being on.
Do it.
Like the glow of like...
Yeah, why not?
Television while you're asleep on the couch. So I take that aside.
It'll be the best and worst sleep you've ever had.
I know. You'll wake up feeling like happy that you did it, but you're not rested.
No.
So, you know that I've been watching Family Matters. That's fine. You probably don't know.
Is there a butt coming here?
There's not a butt. I'm adding to it. But now I've added a few more. So Seinfeld, but like early Seinfelds have become very big.
Okay.
In my streaming rotation.
I gotcha.
So I've got Family Matters on, I've got Seinfeld on. But my wife, she's got a different kind of taste of the nostalgia. She has been watching old Roseanne's
for a while. Her and I have very similar tastes when it comes
she
to this type
Golden
stuff.
She likes Golden Girls and Roseanne.
Because I like Roseanne. I've been watching Roseanne a bunch lately in the last couple of months
as well.
She loves
it.
Mm-hmm. The older ones.
But two that she has snuck in this week that I'm really glad have like been on TV... Cheers, she found. Like, original Cheers. Shelley Long, Coach, that guy.
Yeah, Ted Danson.
But I'm going to tell you a sitcom that has been hot in my house this week that holds up. And that sitcom is Third Rock from the Sun. I don't even know where she found it, but she's been watching Third Rock from the Sun.
Her and I might be related.
You might. Come on over, bro.
I also watched that endlessly since they started showing it on some random TV channel. There's an old, it's not old person's channel, but after a while it'll start to show the Munsters, dude. It's that type of channel.
I love it.
And ever since they started to put that on there, I've started to rewatch that again. It falls off after a while because what's crazy, unbelievable theme song, by the way, is if you look at the episodes. It was old school TV style. I think the first, I'm
they
sure
call
it goes
that
further.
Three camera.
The amount of episodes.
Oh, it was if like 24?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it went for a while. So you got to think after four seasons, there's already been 100 episodes. So
it's awesome.
Once it gets a little higher up it's in the seasons, it's like a little iffy. But those first like four or five are chef's kiss.
And it is such...
So good.
I know I'm talking like I just discovered this show.
No, but it's... A lot of people...
It is such a funny concept, dude.
Yeah.
That they are all from, obviously, another planet. Sally is not a woman, but has to play a woman.
Yes.
The general's like a child. And they're all... Like, John Lithgow's hilarious. They're all just in these bodies. And I'm like, God, this is peak silly...
Yeah.
Sitcom, man.
Yep.
Nobody makes silly sitcoms
like
anymore.
That? No, not like that, man. Ugh. And I forget too. Didn't some show rip this off and you kind of use it as its premise?
Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah, and now I can't remember.
Maybe I don't know.
I'm gonna have to deep dive into that. But no, it just and you look at that cast of the woman from
Jonathan
SNL.
Lithgow, yeah, the Jan Hooks.
I don't remember her name.
Who's in there, but...
heard that John Lithgow
is,
who is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I like him on probably everything he's ever done.
The guy,
he's that creepy guy in that movie.
Who was the kid, but now he's like this prestigious actor.
Yep, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yep.
I like French Stewart.
Yeah, French Stewart!
Who doesn't like French Stewart?
But dude, I'm watching Third Rock from the Sun, and I'm like, they would never make this now.
No.
It's too cerebral, or it's just too out there that nobody be like, yeah, I like this. I'm into this. Like, that was the... It kind of was the end of that era.
Yeah.
Where it was like in the 90s where it was like, I don't know, you want a sitcom about dinosaurs? Sure, put it on TV.
Right, yeah, put that on there.
I don't care, whatever.
It's perfect. Why? Whoa, wait. What kind of dinosaurs? Oh, they're going to be like people.
Yeah, like human dinosaurs, but they're like made out of clay and Muppets. Yeah. Jim Henson can do it.
I'm going to draw the line at pants.
Oh, no. We wouldn't have pants on. That'd be ridiculous.
Shirts? They better.
They better have shirts, but they want to be Pooh Bearing it at all times.
And they're not Pooh Bearing it. I'm out of here.
And I'm just saying, man, the accessibility of all these shows now is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome. Like, depending on what the mood I'm in at nighttime, I'll sit in my desk and I'll just have a show on. I had, this week alone, I have watched Kids in the Halls, like, first couple of seasons. I just put it on another screen.
Yeah.
I've watched Seinfeld's, like, first whole season, which he's the opposite of what you said. There was, like, six episodes, because they probably thought, this ain't going to go anywhere. So I watched, like, six episodes of Seinfeld. Family Matters, I've told you I've been into. Mm-hmm. Wife will have Third Rock from the Sun on in the other room. They're just good. Lighthearted, stupid TV.
Although some of them, though, again... Seinfeld, I don't know why. I try to watch it every once in a while. But
yeah,
you know
this. For you.
But no, I like it. It somehow has morphed for the last like 10 years for me into a summertime show. I told you, I can't. I don't know what it is.
I have
no idea what it is, but I can't watch it unless it's summer. I have no idea what it is.
Because you have that Pavlovian thing in your head where it's like warm weather, windows are open, you smell the outdoors, it's Seinfeld's on.
Yeah, it's weird. I can only watch it then. There's a couple other ones that are like that too.
Ghost Adventures is that for me. I can't have
in the summer or when it's ghosty time.
No, there's a weird thing. You guys know that Cody and I are huge paranormal fans. We love all that. But from like Thanksgiving to like St. Patrick's Day, I just can't.
No?
I can't. I want to. I want to be into like ghosty stuff. And it'll be on TV. It's still on Ghost Adventures all the time.
Oh, all the time. They have
and
new
I'll
ones now.
Put it on. I'll be like, damn, my brain ain't in a ghosty mood right now. You know?
I get you.
But as soon as like the weather starts to break, I think it's for the same reason. In my mind, ghosts are they're outdoorsy things. They're not going to be. It's too cold for ghosts right now.
Too cold. They're hunkered down like bears.
Yeah, like I don't know why I'm like
ghosts hibernate.
Yeah, there's no ghosts out right now because it's too cold
in the fall.
Yeah, you know.
That's why we see, because they're
getting ready. They're collecting their berries.
Their bellies are full, so they're slow and sluggish.
Right.
Before they hibernate. So
they got to get all their nuts and berries. That's how we catch them.
The only reason we ever have any interaction with them is because we startle them bears. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You startled me. I was just trying to go to sleep from my hibernation.
Yeah, that's how sideways my brain is.
Not only
do I believe paranormal things exist, but they don't come out in the cold. It's too chilly for them.
Go outside right now. See if you can wrangle up any ghosts. Bet you can't.
You can't find it.
Bet you can't.
They're not going to be wandering around a graveyard in this weather. It's freezing. They'll catch their death.
You see a ghost outside right now. Try to hand him a shovel. See if he don't beeline it that away
He's
real
out.
Fast.
He's like, yeah, all right, I'm not doing I'm not ghosty shoveling. That ain't happening.
What can the shackles and chains? Ooh.
Yeah, see, is the same way in Twitch. He goes, yeah, I agree. I can't. Ghosts are not a winter thing for me. And I love all ghosts. I just can't. And it's weird that, like... Ghosts would celebrate Christmas. Ghosts would especially celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Because, like, if they're in this realm where they want to come back to their happiest times.
That is true.
Why wouldn't they come back and celebrate Christmas?
Right,
they
just like, it's just like chill.
Yeah.
I'm here for the fun.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm just here for Christmas, guys. I don't want to be creepy.
Go about your business, guys. I'm just a ghost in the corner having eggnog.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
And maybe we're like, maybe now I'm going to get emotional about it, but maybe, like, we're ignoring ghosts in the winter, and that's when they need us most. You know?
I don't think that your brain needs that level now of having
of guilt?
Of having to worry that you're not giving the afterlife around you enough attention so they're going to slip into a depression in the winter. I'm not sure ghosts have a seasonal depression, but if they do, it is now your job to knock them out of it.
Is there anything more me than putting an imaginary guilt and anxiety on myself?
That's pretty good.
Over a ghost that might just feel, it's feeling lonely, Josh. Yep. And you're just going to ignore it in the winter?
And I'll imagine the ones that are over where we were at the Erie Canal Museum thing that'll never be talked to again because there's old people that run and don't want people to do ghosty stuff there. Now think about that. They'll never be interacted with.
No, I'll have to sneak in.
They're just, they're walking around going,
nobody loves us anymore. Like, don't you see like a ghost being sad because no one's talking to it?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. That doesn't affect me in the least. If you could find me a ghost that's like sobbing in the corner for some said reason like that, I'd probably laugh because that's like out of a comedy movie.
You don't think that maybe there's a ghost that's sitting there right now at the Chittenango Canal Museum going, I don't have any friends.
You show up and you startle it and it's crying and you're like, oh man, you okay? And he's like, no, it's fine. Be afraid, it's fine. I'm not upset. Dude, he wants to come back? Like, do we come at a bad time?
Like, you don't picture just like a ghost on a bench? Just sitting there and it's like, hold on a second, let me bring this up. I wish I had friends.
These shackles and chains don't just keep me down, they keep others away.
Oh. Hey, ghost, I know you're feeling lonely, but it's just because it's winter time. We don't do a lot of ghosty stuff right now.
Hey, ghost is sitting on a bench like this, and he sees way off in the distance car headlights.
And it just, the car drives by.
And it's like the dog that thinks its owners are coming home and it starts doing the, like,
yeah!
And then it just,
boo, 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 boo. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful. Like, how do you imagine? Imagine, like, you're sitting, like, the ghost is on the bench, and it's like, oh, I see lights. Guys, someone's coming. Guys.
Come on.
Boo, 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 boo.
Everyone kind of.
Boo, it's boo, run. Boo.
Oh, oh, no.
Oh. Oh. Never mind, guys.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Never mind.
We all came running out here to scare people.
Guys, boo! Boo, 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 boo,
boo. Yeah, you stay out here, Josh. Let us know how it goes. We'll be in the back crying as ghosts.
Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Devil! Devil! Man!
I don't even like that car.
I don't even want to scare them stupid.
Stupid car. I don't even like a stupid ghost.
You're just tuning in and have no idea what's going on. I have a fear that I'm ignoring the ghosts in the winter because...
Or after a while...
Because why not?
Do that car one again.
Okay.
After a while, you're just kind of standing there.
Honey, I don't want to scare you, but I think that demon just flipped us off as we drove past.
Yeah, I did.
F you. Don't come to my graveyard then.
Great. Now I got to add that.
Right.
LJ, can we just play some old school rap? Because now I'm sad over ghosts shivering in the cold. I know. They are. They're so scared. It's so sad.
Oh, man.
Because we just ignore them.
Poor ghosts.
I am not off my meds, Dunlap. I carry an unbelievable amount of guilt and anxiety at all times.
And he's adding this to it.
And I'm adding to it. Never even thought about.
I can't wait.
Sad, lonely ghosts till right now.
I can't wait to send you that later, that text. I'm going to come up with a something later when it's snowing or raining or dark. I'm going to go,
huh?
Do you think that there's any ghosts out there right now that are stuck in this cold with their outside ghosts?
And there's definitely, like, little kid ghosts, so they're so lonely. Like, little kid ghosts are lonely right now.
Little kid only outside ghosts, and they're going to be outside in this negative weather. I'm going to text you that at, like, 8 o'clock at night on a weekend while all their...
I got to go on a ghost hunt.
All their inside ghost friends are having pizza.
Oh, and then that little ghost is having a birthday party and nobody came to the ghost birthday party. And he's just sitting there so sad at the table with his Thomas the Tank Engine cake and nobody came.
He keeps trying to eat the cake but he can't because he's the goddamn ghost.
Aww. Poor little Spanky the ghost can't even have a birthday.
He blows out the candle.
Guys, don't forget about your lonely ghost right now. Hi, this is Josh and Cody from the show on K-Rock. This time of year, it's easy to forget about lonely ghosts because you're not in a ghosty mood. But ghosts are year-round, and they need to be hunted just like anybody.
It may not be the holidays anymore. And Josh is right. Hi, I'm Cody from the show. And a lot of times, we forget that after the holidays, there's outside-only kid ghosts.
Yeah. God, why do I do this to myself? I can't stop thinking about sad, lonely baby ghosts.
So before you cut that hole in that box for that outside cat about yay big, make it a size of a toddler head. So outside only ghost.
Baby ghost in there.
So outside only baby ghost can crawl in the cardboard box and have his alone birthday.
We're not projecting, Joel. I had a lot of friends and everybody loved me and they all came to my birthday party. Oh, where's my therapist? All right. You didn't see all the QAnon stuff that was out from yesterday?
No, I don't. Not as a, read any of that. No, I don't. I can't click any of it. I can't read any of it. I saw a headline and I went, I'm getting trolled.
No, it just comes up on random things that I read. But yes, yesterday was supposed to be the whole... Okay. Dude, QAnon has moved the goalposts that it doesn't make sense.
Nothing to do with any event. We don't need any text.
I'm not getting into
anybody.
Political No. Thing. I'm just saying that, listen, there's no QAnon listeners listening to us. You can't.
No.
At this point, we are clearly on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that QAnon keeps moving their goalposts. So yesterday, being January 20th,
okay,
which was when Biden was sworn in, apparently the law states that you gotta wait a year to arrest everybody who stole the election. So yesterday was supposed to be the day that everybody got arrested. Well, clearly, and this is stuff that's really been posted, people have been arrested, and now when you see Joe Biden, it's a body double. It's not really him. That's why he's walking differently. It's a person in a mask or a body double.
Hold on, I'm passing
But to out. Your point, what you were saying is that they all were waiting down at the at Dealey
like
Plaza
a, like
or whatever,
a month
where the
or
JFK,
or whatever that, yeah.
Because JFK Jr. was supposed to come back.
Yeah, he was supposed to ride, JFK himself.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah,
was supposed
yeah.
And JFK
Jr.
Jr.,
yes,
they
yes,
were
yes.
supposed to unveil themselves and anoint people kings.
And it didn't happen.
And weirdly, and the headline I saw was that that guy said that JFK is back.
Yeah.
And he was disguised as
Trump
at that Arizona thing a couple days ago. I went, oh, my.
You see what I'm saying?
God.
I
went, please, give somebody get your parents some help.
There are people so far on both sides
of the
spectrum of reality.
Mm-hmm.
The 90% of us that are just trying to live and pay our bills and love each other here in the middle,
right?
We get so smoked out.
Oh man!
By these two fringe ends of the spectrum, man.
Yeah, and I mean, hold on.
Oh my! We got all right. Yeah.
All right, hold on a minute.
And I
still not making any.
clearly, it's no secret. Cody and I are pretty liberal. We're kind of middle of the road liberals. Have your guns, have your drugs, have your weed. But if,
you do what you want,
you
man.
Do what makes you happy as long as you're not hurting anybody else. Yeah. I don't care. But it's the people like QAnons on that end who are telling us that there's body doubles and lizard people on TV right now. Oh, don't worry. Yeah, it was like 2 days ago. They were like, all right, today's the day they're taking the internet down. Like, that was one of their plans. Oh, like, it was over the weekend, I think. No.
Oh.
Maybe the 18th or whatever.
If they do, can they just leave, like, a couple porn sites?
No, yeah, just download what you got now.
All right.
And then, so, they were like, yeah, the 18th, internet's coming down today. And I'm like, oh. Well, I'm on it right now. That doesn't seem to make sense. Like, no, today. Today's the day.
Can I just say, for the sake of...
Mm-hmm.
The movie,
yeah,
that would happen. I hope all this is all true.
You do, right?
Let's hope there's lizard people, and you know what I mean. Can you just go outside and just stand out there and just stare, right? And just watch.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
It'd be a fun movie.
Listen, I'm telling you, when you wake up every day, try to do some good on the earth, and don't listen to those outside fringe.
Yeah, just you do you.
Rage mongers. Yeah. Be a good person. That's all you got to do.
You do you. If you want to eat your fruit by the foot, you know, in a ball, or take a bite right out of the side of the fruit by the foot.
Live your life.
Do it.
You want to be like me and you take a Kit Kat and you open the Kit Kat and you eat it like a candy bar. You don't break those Kit Kats off. Does that hurt anybody else?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Not at all.
He does not break his Kit Kats. You're damn right.
Okay. Thank you.
You do it.
Coco, let's talk NFL. We've got four games this weekend.
How about them boys?
No, them boys.
How about them boys?
Them boys is gone. Them boys went to home. Oh. Although Dak Prescott got fined, you saw that.
Yeah, he was a baby.
What did he say? He said to throw the trash at the officials or whatever.
He was saying that it was their fault. You know, he was overly emotional because this team is heavily penalized. Like, that's the only people that commit the penalties are you, guy. Like, that's not a coaching. I mean, that's some discipline, but it's not the old days where you can punch a guy in the head and be like, don't you move, discipline. Yeah. It's not on the coaches. Gallimore did the hands to the face. The defense did the pass interference. The offense couldn't not stand still for 2 seconds.
Right.
And he was mad about that and blamed it all on the officials. Whereas, like I've been saying all year, the officials are terrible. They've been trash all year where they seem to want the spotlight and they will do everything they can to get it. That part I didn't like. And that part I agree that they're a little too quick to be like, no flag. But, bro, that's on your team, man.
Yeah.
And the officials didn't throw a flag on that last play where you ran 10 yards further than you were supposed to.
And I've seen, and I know it's a week ago, but like every day there's another article that says, explaining that final play in the Cowboys game, and I never read it because I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah,
was that had a plan? Like they were going to run it up and have 18 seconds left? Is what you've been saying?
Yeah, the rule of thumb around the league is that you need to do that. What they wanted to do, you need about 18 seconds.
Yeah.
They had 14 or something?
Yeah.
They had plenty of time. What you were supposed to do with that, if you want to be ballsy enough to do that play, is you do that QB draw and you cannot run further than the whatever amount of yards that you are, like 10 yards or whatever.
Yeah.
Dak hit that mark and then sprinted another 10, which, or 11 yards, which took away not
four
only
seconds.
At least four or 5 seconds. And then, you know, even then, they may have gotten up there and spiked it if they stood there all ready to go, and that center had the ball right here. The ref would have ran right up to you, grabbed the ball, set it down. You grab it, you spike it, you got 1 second left.
Okay.
But they
And then what's that 1 second? That's your final play?
Then you run that. You have
get one throw, and it better be a touchdown.
You said it. You were saying it. They were going to win.
That's not me
being a Cowboys fan. That was me being a football fan and watching what was going on.
They were having the most impressive drive they had that whole game.
Yes,
I thought, okay, well, they're going to win now because they're down by six.
Yep.
They get those 6 points and then the PAT and they win.
One play from about 30 yards out.
Yeah.
You know, you got the best. I'm doing air quotes for so people don't text. And you have the best wideouts in the league.
He's giving air quotes, don't you?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you do a little rollout action. You hit the corner or a slant with Amari Cooper and it's game over.
Yeah.
But again, they didn't do that. The thing that they practice over and over and over, they didn't do. They had a brain fart. And that's, again, That is not the refs.
So tomorrow, two games. Sunday, two games. Who do you like, Bengals, Titans?
I just heard that Derek, or Mark Henry, pardon me, is, he will be, he's going to start.
Whoa.
After he broke his foot and needed surgery 2 months ago. He has a metal plate in his foot.
They're going, man.
And though that is so dangerous with bigger guys, especially even and with running backs, and he's going to rush back, and they said he should start and get like 15 carries. I'm kind of leaning towards the Titans because it's at home.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as Tannehill plays average, they should probably down the Bengals. But the Bengals are hot right now, but I think I still might lean Titans.
Packers, 49ers.
I mean, should I keep rolling with the 49ers? But no, I got to go Packers. As much as I hate his guts, it's Aaron Rodgers' year.
Rams, Bucks.
Honestly, man, I don't know. I would say Bucks because Tom Brady and this is what they do. But the Rams are hot right now, man. I think I might go Rams.
Now, with those first three games.
Yeah.
Cody and I have played all three of those games.
Yeah.
Madden at 9 a.m., well, 9:30 we play Madden. But we've played all three games. Yep. I've already forgot who won. I know yesterday you played as the Packers and you beat the 49ers.
Yep. I won with that one. And then
Rams, Bucks, who won that game?
I did because I was the Bucks. And remember that you got out 20. Did I get out 21-0 or you got up 21-0?
Something. I always start hot and then it crashes apart.
I think it might have been that one.
Okay.
Where I was the Bucks because I was Brady.
And then Titans, Bengals.
And I won with the Bucks. And then I'm pretty sure
won with the Bengals.
Yes. Remember Tannehill went like 5 for 20 or whatever.
And so then we have the Bills Chiefs that we will play Bills Chiefs today. Who do you like in reality in that game? You want the Bills to go, but do you like them to actually win?
I mean, they are hot. It's just the Chiefs seem to be on a roll right now.
Yeah.
They really, really do. It's going to be in Kansas City. But the Bills are doing what I said they needed to do all year and even last year.
Just play super hard.
Pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Run the ball. And they are doing that. And their defense is kind of stepping up. And if they can just hang, I want to take the Bills.
Yeah.
Just because of as long as they keep doing this, they come out and try to do anything different than they've been doing these last couple weeks. Don't try to play like the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Don't try to come out and be like, we're going to gunsling it with you, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, don't do Josh Allen dropping back 50 times. Play your style of game. Make the Chiefs adapt, and the Bills will take it. The Bills will take it.
A big weekend ahead of us, Kang.
315. That should be really good.
364-109. What's your input? We'll talk to Brent Axe next hour about who he likes, obviously. Well, who do you guys like? Hit us up on the text line, powered by M&M Hydroponics. Happy National Sweatpants Day, by the way, Cody. I don't know what you have.
Oh, I didn't.
I don't know what you have planned for sweatpants today, but
I'll probably just go put on my sweatpants, sans the underwears and t-shirt, go stand in a corner and sling it at traffic.
You might want to do that?
As a how do you do?
Yeah, we're more shooty hoop fellas than we are sweatpants fellas. We don't like to be contained.
No, I don't like. For one, I look weird because I'm short, so sweatpants look big and baggy on me, so they look even weirder. And then the new style, I'm short, and every guy looks stupid in the tight sweatpants that they wear.
Bottom joggers, ones,
yeah, whatever those are. I'm sorry, guys. They're dumb.
They look dumb.
They're dumb. You look dumb. Unless you're like a a kids can wear whatever they want. Doesn't matter. Unless you're like a 5-star athlete.
Yeah, they look
dumb. You can wear whatever you want. But just watching dudes roll around with, basically, you're wearing skinny jeans.
But they're not jeans. They're sweatpants.
Yeah. Yeah. So just looking weird.
Hey, I'm a jogger, man. I work out. I exercise.
I play ball at the Y.
No, my move is shooty hoop shorts, but I've been really into a long sleeve shirt with shooty hoop shorts lately to keep my upper half warm.
I like
but
that.
My bottom legs, they can flow around, and then I put my gigantic LL Bean robe on.
You do do that, yeah.
Snuggle up right in it.
No, I don't like long sleeve shirts that much. I do the shooty hoop shorts, though.
Yeah, and the cutoffs.
Yeah, I like that.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY is powered by the DWI guys. Hopefully you never need them, but if you do, DWI315.com. So I'm reading an article about, I kind of hate on people who live in their vans just because I've always wanted to do that. So I get jealous, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't pick on them. No, you don't.
But it seems like every week there's more and more people living out of their vans. And If I wasn't a 40-year-old married father of two, I think I would do it. Because there, I was watching a clip yesterday. And people are always asking, how do you make money living in this van? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's like, you know, just rich white suburban kids whose parents clearly paid for everything. And then, we all live in a van because we're earthy. Yeah, fine.
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations. But then I'm like watching these people who are like, no, we don't come from any means. We bought a van. We converted it. And I just work a remote job. And I think since the pandemic, all these jobs have gone remote. And people are just working wherever they want now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that I don't like that because I like being here. But I like that idea. Let people just do their jobs where they want. Because again, I could never ever do the, we've mentioned before, it terrifies me to think of being in a windowless room in a cubicle all day, every day. I couldn't do it. It would literally give me an anxiety attack. There would be bad endings. So if those people are allowed to go out and sit in your goddamn garden in your backyard or whatever,
and just work,
then do it. Why? Why not?
Like,
you know?
I watch these people, and to Cody's point, he and I are not equipped for like the real jobs of the world.
No, I couldn't do some of that stuff.
But these people are like, hey, since the beginning of the pandemic 2 years ago, so many jobs have gone remote that you just go online, you apply for a like remote customer service job, they give you a phone, and then you just sit in your van all day by like a lake or on the outdoors, and you're answering calls, and you're
As long as you can have internet, you should be able to do almost everything from home. A lot of the jobs, people have to interact, and I'm not talking like warehouse stuff. We're talking about the jobs that you could do from home. You know what I mean? Most of those you could always do. Like, you got to think of, like you said, customer service or just a random office people.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, doing the old-timey office crap of, I got to go make a fax or some stupid crap.
No, you don't even need to do that anymore.
You could do everything from home. Yep. All your stuff from home.
And
it kind of
opened my eyes to it this week. As I saw a woman, I've always just, you know, the algorithm feeds me people who live in their vans because I've just always been obsessed with that since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I see people living in their vans. And finally, one of them said, this is how I pay for this. And she got a customer service job that you don't need to go to an office for.
That's awesome.
And she sits in her van and by a river or whatever. And like my buddy Tom, who owns his gutter company, in the summertime, he'll go do his paperwork at a camp. Like, he'll post photos of like, hey, I'm doing my, you know, whatever taxes or filing here by the water.
See, that stuff I like. That's cool. But the van thing, I don't.
Too small?
Well, I don't like the homelessness level to it.
Sure.
Where, like, yeah, all of that's fine, but you can't live in a van year round. But you can't.
I hear
though,
what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, you just can't.
My biggest problem with van people and even tiny house people, because I do get obsessed with them.
Yeah.
I gotta get rid of my poop. If that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
The people in the van are always like, this is our composting toilet. Or the people in the tiny house is like, this is our composting. It just goes into sawdust. I got to get rid of my poops, guys.
No.
I can't live in. I'm not driving around with a bucket of my own feces. I'm not doing that. I need plumbing.
Nope, not all day.
That's where you lose me.
No.
Is when
happening.
It's all like, here's our. What we do is we just poop into some litter.
And we just
and then
close
we dump
the
it.
We just
what?
Close the lid.
I can't.
I'm just driving around with some poop in.
I can't.
But no, I just couldn't. I would need a home base if you would. It's fine to. You want to go around for the day and you know what I mean? You go take your work and I'm going to work from the campground today or whatever. Like, that's great. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. But I don't know. There's just something about it where I feel like people don't take into account the level of boredom you're going to experience when you have. Your living space is smaller than this room that we're in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what are you going to do? Think about when you're bored at home.
Yeah.
Now you're in a van.
Well, I see your point because I watch a lot of these tiny house nations. And that's not as small as a van, but it's pretty damn close.
Yeah.
And there was one I watched maybe this last weekend. Husband and a wife. Husband is a traveling nurse. And he likes night shifts because he gets paid more. So he works nights and sleeps during the day But the woman lives in the house, so she's there all day. So they're like, we need to make sure that he can have some peace and quiet to sleep during the day while I'm doing things in the house. And it's kind of like, I don't think you get that.
No.
That's not an option in a tiny house.
No, it's those where the thing with all these now, these tiny houses mm-hmm. and these vans and all this crap, it's that when it started, it was for convenience, and people needed to downsize, and yeah. they needed to remove themselves from the situations they were in and crap like that. Now it's, okay, we want a tiny house.
Yeah.
Okay? And we did this bit.
Yeah.
I want a tiny house.
Yeah.
But there better be every goddamn thing
and
in
that's
it now.
What they want.
And it's like, then buy us freaking house.
And you want a house.
Stupid idiots.
Yeah.
And well, no, you've got to think it's more practical. And it's like, but it's not.
Well,
you're making
part of
things so hard on yourself, and you're having to come up with intricate
yeah.
things to do everyday life crap mm-hmm. that then we're supposed to look at you and go, wow.
Well, and here's my point, too. I am very sympathetic to what people of our age are going through right now with the housing market.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not easy to rent or buy a house.
No.
It's just not.
No.
So if financially it makes sense, like, we got people texting in right now who live in tiny houses. If it makes sense and that's something you can afford, then do it. But it is a sacrifice. You're not going to be like, I need a full-size chef's kitchen. I need two bedrooms. It's just not going to happen. But the van people specifically have always been fascinating to me. Especially now that I see people have found a way to make a living doing it. And if that is how you're allowed to live, like, I've got a buddy who's a college professor up at SU. He lives in an RV right now just because he wanted to live in an RV. It's not for me.
No,
but he does it.
I get, RV, it's got a little more room or whatever, but like that, not like talking crap about those people, but like, not that your friend, but like, get over yourself.
Sure, I hear you.
Get over yourself, man. You're not kitschy.
But
that's inconvenient as
Oh, I hear you. And he'll admit that it's inconvenient. He just wanted to try it.
But that's what I'm saying. But to each his own, and not his situation in particular, more of the the vans and,
right.
and that crap. Like, stop being inconvenient.
But what I wonder is, where do you park it? Because every time I watch a van channel or somebody,
yeah.
Walmart's getting stricter about letting you park there.
That's the other thing.
I don't think truck stops like you just pulling into their truck stops with your van. I mean, what can you do?
Right, and it's like, well, rest stations and stuff. You live at a rest station.
Yeah.
Stop being inconvenient.
Yeah.
Stop making everyone else around you have to do things to make them things more convenient for you. While everything else around you is inconvenient for everyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're just not going to have any friends ever. No one's ever going to see
you.
You
got to shower at gyms and stuff.
Oh, I drive around. Oh, I can do where I want. No, you can't. You can't just drive around anywhere you want. What are you, a millionaire?
That is
true.
This thing's
gas. You can't just drive. I just drive. I get bored, I drive. Richie Rich.
And the point is that, yeah, you're making a living driving your van around, but you still got to find a place to put it all the time.
Yeah.
You don't have property to just park it at.
Right? No. Well, RV, that's what I'm saying. RV, a little different. There's a little more room. And again, I'm not talking like living in it for the summer.
Right.
Or even going camping and all that crap. No, I'm talking the small, small, small things like that. Trailer, like people living in trailer parks, that doesn't count.
That's homes. That's a house.
Those are decent. A lot of those are decent size. And
yeah.
if you've got an RV as big as a trailer.
Yeah.
Have
very well could. I mean, those fifth wheels, some of them get massive.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, I guess my question is, would anybody listening, if you haven't taken on that lifestyle, would you do it? Like, if somebody said, hey, man, we're never opening the office again. It's been 2 years. We've seen that everybody can do their jobs remotely. Are you ever going to be like, you know what? Then I'm just going to use my phone as a hotspot and go drive around in a van.
Yeah. And people are saying that, like, you can, in the South, everything, things are open more mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But again, it's like, I'm just going to keep going back to the stop being inconvenient.
I would imagine if people down in the South get irritated by van life people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, there's just all these big vans driving around parking all over the place.
You always got the good campsite.
I don't know.
I'm just, it just seems like it makes the things real, like convenient mm-hmm. things real inconvenient. And then when those people make those real convenient, inconvenient things convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
They want praise.
And it's like, no, dude.
Yeah.
I just poop in my toilet in my bathroom.
I flush it. And it goes bye-bye.
Right?
Like, yeah, Leo says, as an IT tech and engineer, I need to be near a secure network. Yeah, but jobs like that, you couldn't do it. You couldn't just be, like, on your phone and...
No. Every time I watch it, whenever they do, though, well, this is what we do. Well, I just... We flip down our table from here, and then we do the thing here. Yeah. And then what I do is I turn my station like this inside
a little
the
bit, it's sure,
like,
yeah.
You know what I do? I set my food down on my counter,
yeah.
And then I set my other stuff down on my table because it's convenient, and then, I'm not looking to make things harder on myself for
always,
no reason.
Like, it's always upsetting to me when they're like, we had our van converted for $120,000. And I'm like,
yeah.
Buy a house.
The richer people are always the ones that do this stuff where it's like,
it is true.
Yeah, you can do all that because you have money.
Yeah.
Real people that need... that do that for that type of situation or have to do that don't have the money or expenses to make the inconvenient things convenient.
We'll just make it a $120,000 right? van and they, drive it around. Yeah, it's not relatable.
No, yeah, they get the crappy van and they get that thing off the internet that you can put on your bumper for tailgating and poop there. You know what I mean?
Or the outdoor shower thing.
Yeah, they're always looking for hot spots or to connect to Wi-Fi. You know, it's just, I don't know.
I could do it for weekends, but I couldn't live out of one permanently.
No, and again,
I would
love
to do it for the weekends. It's my dream, but...
But then it's just...
Camping.
I was going to say, it's ultimate glamping.
It's glamping.
Yeah.
If I had access to a $120,000 van,
yeah.
Where me and my wife could just drive like, hey, let's go to Lake Placid this weekend, and we park it, and we sleep there.
Right.
And I guess the kids can come too, whatever.
Yeah, right. And if anything pops up... Well, we've got the funds. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. I'm not concerned.
We built the table into the wall on purpose.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Great.
We've got our friends from Branching Out Bottle Shop bringing in some burrs.
Are we going to be busy bees?
Going to be busy bees and beavers. Oh, okay. Busy bee beavers. Oh, we're beavers, but instead of tails, we have stingers. Full size.
Stick our honey tails into beavers?
Full size. No.
Oh.
No, we're going to be full size beaver honey tails. No, okay. So let me run it down. Talk to Jimmy Boeheim about this weekend's game. Duke and coming up tomorrow.
Does he want to see my back?
I think he does. Jimmy Boeheim coming up next. We'll talk to Brent X, get sporty with him, and of course it is a Beer Friday. Branching Out Bottle Shop joining us. All of that coming up and more. And then at 9 a.m., you know it's the Cornell's Greenhouse Gaming Stream, buddies. Closing out our four Madden matchups with...
Doing the same today. World Game Beasts, then football, and then, if possible, hockey?
Yeah, if possible, hockey.
Okay.
Just because our football game took an hour yesterday.
Right? Yeah.
It took a long time.
You do a real, actual football game.
And the people demand to know who's going to win this Bills-Chiefs game.
We got to do Bills-Chiefs. Are we flipping the coin later, or can we know sooner?
Where's my coin?
Here. Oh. Do you want to do it now?
Heads, I'm Bills. Tails, I'm Chiefs. Heads, I'm Bills. Tails, I'm Chiefs. I am the Chiefs.
Oh, no!
You are the Bills, my friend.
That makes me nervous.
You are the Bills.
I am not good with the Bills. I've lost every single time I think I've been Buffalo. I'm pretty sure.
Let's hope that continues today.
I'm sorry, Bills.
Because I got my ass kicked. Joining us as he does on a weekly basis on behalf of Adirondack Bank, we have Jimmy Boeheim. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So after we spoke last week, I started seeing the headlines about you petitioning for wanting to have that fifth year of eligibility. I haven't really seen any updates. Is this something that you want to do? Do you want to play that extra year, or are we just petitioning to see if it's an option?
I think more just to see if it's an option. You know, I just like to know, I guess, more than anything. But my plan coming into this year was, you know, this was going to be it. Kind of just leave it all out there and see what we can do this year and then kind of be ready to move on at that point. And I think I'm still in that same kind of mental framework where, you know, I think this is probably going to be it, but I'd like to, you know, it'll be good to know at least and have that option if, you know, something happens or whatever it is. And, you know, my mind changed or something, but we'll see. I'm just focused on this season right now and just trying to finish this out the best we can.
What about maybe not for yourself, but what about the benefits for some of your former teammates or anybody really in the Ivy League? Do you think that they would benefit from having that extra year?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think it's only fair that, you know, we get that extra year, given that we were the only ones that suffered, I guess, from missing that last year and everyone else got that extra year. So I think we should too. I know some of my former teammates would probably love to have that and would use it for sure at the places they've moved on to. And I'm sure some other guys that transferred from around the Ivy League would too. So I think it's a no-brainer personally, but yeah, we'll see how that plays out.
Well, I'm sure they're appreciative of you, you know, bringing attention to it, obviously using your platform to do that. So we're coming off of a win, going down to Cameron Indoor, playing Duke, who just also lost to Florida State. So what have you been watching as far as tape on this team? They're clearly an amazing team, but they did lose to a team that you just sadly lost to as well. What have you noticed on tape and what have you been working on?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously a really good team, a lot of athleticism. So I think a key will be rebounding and, you know, stuff like that interior. I think our rebounding, you know, ever since like the Villanova game, it seemed like it was an issue, but we've out rebounded our opponents in all six ACC games. So I think just trying to keep that momentum going forward there and just playing our game. I mean, obviously they're a really good team, but we believe in ourselves. We're going to go in there. You know, we're not going to be scared or anything like that. You got to go in believing in yourself and your teammates and, you know, try to pull out a win.
You know, I'm sure you see it that everyone is like, yeah, you know, coach is just going to play his sons. He's going to play Buddy. He's going to play Jimmy. But you spent some time on the bench and he's not afraid to bench you when he needs to. What is that conversation? Is it just a game thing? Is it something that he's not liking out there and he'll sit you down for a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I struggled against Florida State. I'm aware of that. And I think putting Cy in there helped us break the press a little bit more and gave us another ball handler and stuff like that. So there's not even a conversation. Nothing really needs to be said. When I'm not playing well and someone else can give us a lift, I'll take a seat. And I was okay. I know it was the right move. Obviously, I want to be out there and help my teammates every chance I get. But sometimes there's someone else that can help us a little more sometimes. So if it's a, you know, what we need, I'm by all means, I'll take a seat for a little while. I guess just kind of game by game, how things are going and stuff like that. But yeah.
Now that we're into conference play and like you said, going down to Duke and you're going to be meeting a lot of these bigger guys. Is that something that you're working on in the gym? I mean, I know the coach and the team relies on you to get inside when you can. Are you really trying to, A, stay safe because, you know, these are big guys. And is it something that you're focusing on in the gym, kind of bulking up and, you know, getting prepared to go toe-to-toe with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I've worked on throughout summers in the past and, you know, all year, just trying to keep my weight, you know, working on some moves and stuff down low. And at the end of the day, it's just about heart and stuff like that. You know, you just got to play tough and can't be afraid of, you know, bigger, stronger, whatever guys, and you know, just got to go out there and play. You waste them up the same way as they do, and yeah, it's just about playing hard and, you know, heart and just believing in yourself, I think.
Well, Jimmy, best of luck down in Duke, and I hope next week when we talk, we're talking about a few wins, man. Best of luck.
Absolutely, thank you.
This is so funny. Good morning, it's K-Rock. All right,
what's up, bro?
So this, nothing brings me, there's very few things that bring me joy, like the videos of soldiers returning home to, like, surprise their family. Like, if you ask my wife, she will tell you that the only time I'm ever really happy at home is when Price is Right is giving things away, Ellen is giving things away, or dinner. If, like, it's a video of, or dinner time, yeah. Or if it's a video of a soldier coming home and, like, he or she surprises their kids or whatever. So because of that, this story is killing me with hilarity. Let me introduce you to Joseph, who, where was he? He's from Colorado, but he has been stationed in Germany, 2.5 years in Germany.
Okay.
And he wanted to surprise his parents. He's like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to surprise them. They're never going to expect me. His parents, Richard and Katie, 54.
Old Dick and Kate.
Big Dick and Kate.
Mm-hmm. Big Dick and Kate.
Had no idea he was coming home. So, he comes from Germany.
Yeah.
Flies all the way home. Tells his sister. His sister knows.
Okay.
And she's like, you got to go surprise him at the house. They'll lose their mind. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
My guy, Joseph, 20 years old. He has been there since he was 17 and a half because he's been there for 2.5 years. Goes to his house, his childhood home. Throws the door open to surprise his parents. And his parents are banging it out so hard.
Oh, it makes it even worse that they're both looking at him in the eyes right now.
He showed up unannounced after being stationed in Germany for 2.5 years. Quote, we had no clue our son Joseph was coming home. He told his sister Josephine to film his surprise. So Josephine is filming Joey come home, open the door. So not only now is he traumatized.
Oh, my God. So now it's on video, just his parents, just this.
They said her and her husband, Katie and Richard, were getting it on when the door swung open.
Wow, man.
Joseph barges in to start surprising them and starts screaming, oh, no, oh, no, 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 no. I don't know.
And the sister is like, what? What?
What happened? No. No. His girlfriend and sister.
Screams and then turns it so they gets the correct angle. All right, go ahead, Ma.
Their advice is to maybe have someone run interference. Like, maybe have someone go ahead of time.
Well, you can't be like, with that.
Well, if they know the sister lives in the area. Here, do you want to hear the video?
But if you... Yes, I do want
to
hear the video.
If they curse, I'll have to dump it, but just get ready.
Oh, I bet they do.
They're walking up the stairs.
The parents can't hear?
It's a robbery!
Is that the mom laughing?
That's the sister! Ah, no!
It's a robbery!
He's trying to be funny by saying it's a robbery, swings the door open, and all you see is his reaction going, no, 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 no!
Stick him up! Ah! And the dad's like, I am! Now get out of here!
What do you want? Good for those two, man.
Yo, the parents don't hear. So if it was a robbery, they would have been robbed because you didn't hear their door open. And in the video, it's not like he's quiet. Well, he's like,
you've never
up the
seen.
Stairs.
Have you ever seen how Richard and Katie throw down? They get loud, bro.
Once, and it was on mute, so I couldn't. I mean, that's hilarious.
Hold on, Twitch wants to see the video. Let me bring it up real quick.
Oh, there's a video?
They posted the video of him reacting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got to see that too. I got to see that. I mean, that's. Those poor parents, man. Your stupid ass kids are finally gone. You know what I mean? The daughter.
I can't wait!
The daughter still lives around, so it's like, ugh, we gotta still, you know, watch out for that. But the son's in Germany. Oh my God.
I cannot wait. Mom, if you're listening, turn it off. I can't wait to have unencumbered nudity with my wife.
Oh, I'm surprised they were even in their bedroom. Why were they not just humping on the couch, man?
All right, hold on.
You kidding me?
So if you want to see the video, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. I'm going to play it. If you're just tuning in, this is a soldier who is coming back from Germany, wanted to surprise his parents. He has his sister film the arrival.
I just still can't get over that they're so private about it still.
They go to the bedroom.
Pull down your pants in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, maybe they want...
Surprise!
I mean, they're only 54, I know we say parents, but guys, parents are our age now.
I know.
It's like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, Paulie's 54.
That's what I mean. They don't need to go and hide in the bedroom. Just make the rumpus room an actual rumpus room. All right, let's see this. I want to see some nudity.
Dog
and
is
the
barking.
Dog barks. How do the parents not stop the dog barks? You gotta like stop thrusting for a second, bro.
It's a robbery.
Yeah. Oh, close that door. Let him finish.
It's a robbery.
Oh no.
Oh man, that is the best.
Oh man.
That is the best. Good for them, man.
I like that the dog is like, yeah. What are they doing? Yeah.
Yeah, the dog has been watching dad's bare ass bounce up and down since for the 2.5 years you've been gone, bro.
Right? He immediately knew who that kid was. Oh, he's like, thank God you're home. These guys won't stop having sex. They won't stop doing the thing that's named after me.
My dad used to tell me and my sister to go four-wheeling when his girlfriend came over. Go ride the four-wheeler.
That's hilarious, man.
Go ride the four-wheeler.
Why don't you guys go ride bikes?
Yeah.
It's January.
Susan asking why was the door closed. I don't know. There's like an intimacy to it.
Right? Again,
That is. I know. But still.
Ashgash, that's what I'm asking. Why wouldn't the sister run interference and be like,
well, because she's,
hey, guys, are you home?
Well, because that would give it all away.
Not if the sister lives there and is there all the time.
She's like, hey, guys, hey, what's up? Yeah. What are you doing? You know what I mean? Because even if she ran interference and called and was like, hey, mom, hey, dad, are you guys home right now? And they're like, yeah. Why? No reason. I might stop over later this afternoon. Maybe, but maybe not. So you're not coming over? No, I'm just wondering are you guys going to be home all afternoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then no, I'll see you later. Bye.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that was weird. All right, baby, take your pants off.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Maude, let's get those bloomers down a little bit. Why don't you go ahead and just pull those down.
Hey, Mom, sounds like you and Dad are making mac and cheese. I'll be right over.
Hey, is it Velveeta night over there?
Text line. Yeah, are we just going to gloss over the fact that their kids are Joseph and Josephine? Nah, we're not. I mean, that's common.
Oh, I thought it was the dad's dick.
He's Richard and
his
Katie.
His name is Richard.
Yeah.
The dad's dick and the kid is, that I did catch that, but I thought it was the dad. That is weird, and that is extremely weird to make your daughter after that. I mean, I know Josephine is a name of a girl, but still, it's always weird to me.
Grandpa Joe, Grandma Josephine, Grandpa George, and Grandma Georgina. They all share a bed. It's classic.
Do parents do that on purpose?
To, like, remember?
It? Well, I don't know, because
my mom made a name to all J's.
That's what I'm saying. I'm Cody. My sister's Casey.
Yeah.
And to my mom, I think I'm Casey, because she constantly calls me that. So, I mean, either way, it's reversible. And that's her own fault, because they made it so similar, right?
In your parents' defense. In your mom's defense.
Yeah. Like, what are you guys doing?
My mom named us Joshua, Joseph, and Jenna. Josh, Joey, Jenna.
That's got to be confusing as hell.
But it's because your parent brain doesn't make words at a certain point, if I'm making sense. So they say...
No, I get you,
like,
because of this job.
Like, you start
I get it.
To yell out the name of whatever kid.
Yeah.
So my mom spent our entire childhood going, whatever one, come here.
Hey! Stop it!
You probably very similar. What are you? Come here.
No, see, it's just immediate.
Oh, it's Casey.
Casey of it, and it's like, nope.
Not it.
I'm not Casey.
No. But I can't make that excuse because my kids have very distinctly different names.
Yes.
And I still be like,
yes. That one with this name.
The one, you, no, the, not the other one.
Daughter's like, that's not even close. No, I definitely get that. And it's even weirder that my mom calls my sister my name. She lived in Canada for 2 years.
I know.
So she'll constantly say Cody, and I go, nope, I'm Cody.
Nope. My mother will call me, I mean, my brother won't even be in the same building, and she'll call me
Yo, J-Dog. That's it. Your mom's just going to call you all J-Dog.
My grandmother,
I like that better,
combined our names to create just an all-encompassing nickname. I've told you that because I was Josh and he's Joey. So she would just say Jotty.
I like that.
Jotty.
Jotty.
So that if you're like in another part of the house, you go, let's just both go. She did. And eventually we'd be like, Jotty. And you're like, I don't know.
Give her the old thumbsy. What am I doing here?
If she was like in her right mind, it was Joseph or Joshua.
Well, usually it's you got to figure out if they're angry.
Mm-hmm.
Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then it's I don't care what name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it's what tone did she just use when she said your name incorrect? And she was trying to call me angry. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Then all right. I'm gonna.
You know what I mean?
She's pissed, bro. So
all right, you go down there. Then she said no. She called your name, but you know she wants you. Doesn't matter. She said your name.
It's cruel to do that to yourself. So in my mom's case and your mom's case, it's cruel to name your kids such distinct, similar names. But to Joelle and Katie, that's very different. Like, they're so far apart.
Yeah.
And they say they still get named called the wrong thing. My kids' names are so far apart, but I still call them
that one.
Freddy. No, that's the dog, Dad.
What? Right. No, I was wondering, that is interesting that. Like how that works, if they do it subconsciously through the second or whatever kids, like, is it on purpose?
I don't know why my mom picked all J's.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. If people are angry, then you get the middle name.
Yeah. That's Joshua Richard happened a lot.
Yeah. If you guys have seen it in there in the Twitch.
What?
My mom's dropped a Cody Arthur in there.
Oh, Cody Arthur gets dropped more regular than Joshua Richard. For sure.
Because my game is where I have always notoriously been a bad boy, but never to the extent of, you know, I always know, you know,
where the line is.
Yeah, don't get arrested or anything. Yeah. So the amount of times my name has been said is exponential, but it's never for anything super.
Cody Arthur.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's dumb stuff where you broke what? Doing what?
Nothing. See, we're different because your name is just two syllables and you need the third part, like Cody Arthur.
Yeah, that's Lisa. Right. You hear that? Oh.
My first name is already three syllables because she can go Joshua. Oh. What? Three syllables are where the emphasis happens.
I would hear, right? If you get, I don't see, say your middle, like you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Your first and middle name. Because I think yours might scare me more.
Joshua Richard.
Like, see, like
Joshua Richard, Richard happens.
Oh,
it's rare.
Hmm. But.
I don't know. Like, now you're making me analyze it because Joshua Richard was very rare.
That's a.
She gets her point across with Joshua. That I get. That Joshua is a three syllable punch. I get that.
No, not me. My lessons are learned the hard way. So it
always has. You need a Cody Arthur. You need the full Cody Arthur.
Need the double down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she drop the last name too sometimes?
Nah.
Nah.
Once it's that, I usually.
It's out.
See, again, I know.
Does she drop your sister's middle name when she's in trouble, or does she not get in trouble?
My sister was always in trouble. She was always doing all this stuff. But her middle name's Claire, so I think it was almost, with girls, I want to say, as a boy, let me as a man tell you what I think. I think that with girls, you say their first name, and it does the emphasis more than.
I think
like,
so.
Because if you say the middle name, it's almost like Casey Claire.
No, that's almost cute.
Casey. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, that's, you know, almost cute.
You know,
and the female brain is more evolved than our brain, so they don't need the middle name to know they're in trouble.
They don't need more of their name to be said to know that they're in trouble.
Whereas we're just wet washcloths filled with sweat and poop that we just go, huh?
I'm in trouble? Prove it. Cody Use my Arthur. Middle name.
Oh, okay, then I got in trouble.
Oh.
Joshua.
Oh, now I guess I am in trouble. Stop my middle part of my name.
Now I'm trying to think, did my stepdad ever have a name he would yell at me? It was always just Josh. Hey, Josh.
No.
It was never, he never said my middle name.
No.
Jet. No, it was, the men don't need to.
Mm-mm. And again, there was, I would never get in trouble with that type of stuff, you know, and it was never that level of where everyone needs to talk to me.
And if I can do just a personal analysis on my own household.
Yeah.
My daughter only ever needs her first name said to know she's in trouble, whereas my son needs full first
all
and middle name.
Okay.
Nah, not the last name, because that last name's weird. But
full
first and middle name, and then...
I mean, right? Isn't that... Was that...
Then he'll come down for dinner, because he knows...
That's weird, right?
Yeah. Our brains aren't really as evolved.
Is that right? That's interesting. I wonder if that's... Well, ladies, text in. I want to know now, because that...
When you're in
it's
trouble,
kind of curious.
Do you is your full name used, or like full first and second name?
Yeah. Or is the effect reached with one name?
I don't know.
All right, anyway, those guys, that kid's parents were banging.
They were banging. Oh, I hear a dummy in the distance. It's Brent X. Good morning, dummy.
Good morning, sports fans.
So we had Jimmy
on. Glad to hear Cody's not homeless.
No, he's not homeless yet. He has been gambling, but he's been gambling wisely. He's not spending a ton of money.
Well, I sleep here now. Is that the same?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, if that's homeless,
that's exactly the same. Remember, hope and why, Cody. Hope and why is the code.
I know. I keep hoping. I keep sending in the code. I keep putting in cope, hope, and why into FanDuel, and it doesn't do anything for me. I don't know. Oh, well.
That's not how that works. Yeah, that's not how that works.
So we talked to Jimmy about a half an hour ago. I asked him, you know, I brought it up. I said, everybody says, oh, well, coach is just going to play his sons over and over again. He's only going to play his sons. And I said, well, you got benched by your dad. Your dad benched you. And when you're not playing well, he'll bench you. Yeah. So what does that feel like? And he said, it's part of the game. He gets it, you know, and that's the fans are kind of, you know, they're always on suicide watch as a Syracuse fan, but I think they like to see that the coach will bench his kids from time to time.
Well, and of course, there's the favoritism thing, and I guess my answer is, all right, well, Buddy is one of the top five scorers in the ACC,
mm-hmm.
so you'd be a pretty crappy coach if you sat that player, whether he's your son or not. number one. Number two, Jimmy has been in double figures pretty much every game this season. That kid had the quietest double-double ever the other night because Buddy at 25 and Joe at 23. And so, look, if they were out there, you know, looking like you and Cody in the starting five, now you're playing a little favoritism. Okay, but those guys are productive players. So, but I heard Jim, for all those people out there say, oh, that Boeheim, he don't call out his sons. I heard Jim rip Jimmy for his free throw shooting, unlike any player I've ever heard Jim rip a player. So you can take that narrative and shove it where the sun don't shine, friends.
Yeah, you were getting on the people that are, you know, what were you saying in your show yesterday? I saw the clip you posted just about Coach and how people are just coming at. What were you saying? I remember it was a clip you posted about the team yesterday where you were taking a controversial take on the opposite side. I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared for that. I didn't prepare you for that, but.
Yes, I have lots of controversial takes, Josh.
It was something I was seeing. I saw that. I really liked that you were saying. Anyways.
Well, no, it was. A lot of it is Syracuse fans kind of adopt a player on the bench and just start to pause.
Yes, they do.
It was Benny Williams, right? And, you know, look, Benny Williams has said on the record a number of times, I'm not transferring.
Right.
I believe in the process. I haven't earned my playing time. Yet everybody's like, no, it doesn't matter. No, he's got to say that.
Yeah.
It's like the kid literally told you, like, I'm trusting the process. No, that Boeheim, he don't pay you.
Yeah. And we do have Syracuse fans always have had a grass is always greener outlook on things. We're like, if we just played this guy.
Absolutely. And I think there's a little layer or level of panic now that sets in the second that this happens. Whereas I think Benny realizes that next year he'll probably play way more with all these people piecing out.
Yeah.
But Syracuse fans, I think, they immediately go, he's going to transfer portal.
Which I get some of that anxiety because they did lose Kadari Richmond and Quincy Guerrier to the portal. However, Jesse Edwards is the prime example of stick with the process. It'll work because the fans were saying the same thing about him last year. He wasn't quite ready to handle those minutes. Now the dude's killing it. And look, if Syracuse is going to have a shot against Duke, Jesse's got to stay out of foul trouble. Mm-hmm. I mean, Duke's got guys of the starting five and the top six players that you're going to see on the floor in this game tomorrow. They're all going to be draft picks.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of first or second round. I mean, look, that's Duke every year, right? But it's particularly in the paint. Paolo Banchero is just that dude gets 20 points just by remembering what time the game is.
Right.
Mitchell tore up Syracuse last year, 18 points, 11 rebounds. Syracuse just has to do what they did Tuesday night. All out blitz on offense, score on every possession, hit at least 10 threes, and just hope for the best. That's how you keep up with a team like Duke.
That's what I think is most frustrating. Everybody has the most frustrating part about this team is if you said, yeah, you're going to score 80 points every game and then still not win, that's frustrating because you're still putting up the points, but you're letting the other team put up more points. Brennan.
Yeah, the defense just isn't there this year for this team, which is weird because that's an anchor with Syracuse. And a lot of teams are tempted to take threes against the Orange, and Duke is A.J. Griffin is one of those guys. He's actually Alan Griffin from last year's team. That's his younger brother. He can hit it from three. Maybe Duke will be tempted to take more threes because everybody is against Syracuse, but that game's going to be won in the paint, and I just don't know how Syracuse can keep pace with those guys unless they get into foul trouble. But look, Syracuse and Duke have produced a lot of magic moments since they started playing in the ACC. And you just, you know, that's why they play the games. I'm going to go back to that old cliche. Let's see what happens. Maybe a little more magic tomorrow.
I would imagine Mr. Brent X, he's got his sweatpants picked out. He's got his favorite slippers picked out. He's got maybe a beverage or two picked out. See, there he is, my man with his Buffalo Bills pants. As you are just probably settled in for the weekend, you got Cuse Hoops at noon, then you got two playoff games tomorrow evening, and then the Sunday games happen. Let's start with Bengals-Titans. As we were talking earlier, Derrick Henry's supposed to be coming back with somehow he's going to run on a broken foot or whatever it is. So he'll be playing in that game against the Bengals. Who do you like?
I love Cincinnati in this game. They really impressed me last week against the Raiders. They didn't show any of that. Oh, holy crap, we haven't been in the playoffs for 30 years. Joe Burrow is just as cool and calm and collected as any quarterback in football. Tennessee's a physical team. You mentioned Derrick Henry. Dude tore his ACL, and now he's going to come back and just get back to form. Tennessee fought through a lot of injuries this year. Very physical team. Give me Cincinnati in the upset to take down the number one seed.
Packers 49ers.
Love the Niners in this game, guys. I know that Aaron Rodgers has had an MVP-like season, and the Packers are, you know, they've been killing it this year. But you, first of all, you're giving me 5.5 points. San Francisco is just going to beat the crap out of Green Bay. They're just Aaron Rodgers is going to do Aaron Rodgers things, but I love the Niners not only to win, but if you're going to give me 5.5 points in this game, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
Another classic battle. We had Niners Cowboys last week. Sorry, Cody. Now we got the Niners and the Packers. Give me San Francisco to. I think they're going to win, but if you're giving me 5.5 points, I'm going to take it.
Rams Bucks. That's the Sunday 3 o'clock game. Who do you like?
I love the Rams in this game, guys. I mean, I don't really consider it an upset. I know that Tampa Bay is the defending champion and Tom Brady and all that, but I just think you put these two on the field, and I know Matthew Stafford just won his first playoff game, so you got to count for that. But it's the defense. It's Aaron Donald. It's all the stars that Von Miller, who's got a lot of playoff experience, the best cornerback in football. I think they hold Tom Brady down. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think the Rams take it. And you know what? The Super Bowl is in LA, guys. And if they win this game, they're going to be one step away from hosting the Super Bowl. That'll be pretty interesting when they host Buffalo in the Super Bowl, because of course, Bills Chiefs Sunday night. We know who we're taking, guys. It's just going to be a shootout. This is going to be the game of the weekend. That's why they saved it for the last game.
Buffalo,
let's roll.
In at the Chiefs Stadium, they are playing the last game of the weekend, and you are taking your Buffalo Bills to beat the Chiefs.
100%. I mean, and that's not just a biased opinion. Josh Allen's playing as hot as any. The running game has gotten going. The offensive line is kicking ass. I have not seen this offensive line play this well all year. Defense, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. Watch how they make life a living hell for Patrick Mahomes. When the Bills beat the Chiefs in week 5, the Chiefs didn't get a play over 20 yards. I mean, usually Patrick Mahomes is like 20 of those a game, right? The most important thing, though, guys, the Bills are healthy.
Yeah.
Everybody is playing for this team. And I don't know if you remember that picture last year, Stephon Diggs for the Bills standing there on the field while Kansas City celebrated, going to the Super Bowl. These guys are pissed.
Yeah.
They're motivated. They smell it. This is the team they prepared all year for, all offseason for to beat. Let's go, Buffalo. They take down the Chiefs, and we're going back to the AFC title game.
I love it. Brett Axe, Dum Dum, best of luck with your Bills, our Bills, on Sunday night. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Stockpile the tables, baby. Let's go.
Studio, we have not seen them since Festivus. Joel and Carissa.
Aloha.
I mean, yeah, aloha.
Aloha. Branching out bottle shop, Township 5 in Camilla. So before we start drinking beers, I have so many questions about your trip because you went to Hawaii. When did you get back?
The 14th.
So a week ago, right?
Yeah, almost.
Yep.
And while the trip looked awesome and amazing, the two things that fascinated me the most. How is that flight from here to Hawaii? That's like half the globe.
Yeah, when we kept telling people where we were from, everyone's reaction was, oh my God.
That's half the world. You came halfway around the world.
It's really far away.
Yeah, the one back was longer. So we had two layovers on the way there, which kind of broke it up and you got your legs warmed up again and then got back on the plane. But on the way back, we went from Hawaii to Chicago, and that was like 9 hours.
Oh, wow. Well, 9 hours plus because
nine hours
the,
in the, air,
the time change. So
but
it's like
a 12 hour. Yeah, you.
That was also overnight.
There at 6 a.m.
Overnight.
Can you guys sleep on planes?
I did that time. I got a mega migraine and just knocked out for 9 hours.
So. See, my wife gets so mad at me because I can sleep on planes. And before we had kids, we flew from Anchorage to back here to Syracuse.
Yeah. Woo!
And I slept like we went to like Chicago or whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I slept like the whole time. She's like, yeah, I was awake all night. And you were dozed right out. I was like, yeah.
I swear that's sometimes they pressurize that cabin and you just go,
oh, I just go night night. All right. My second question is this. While you were out on your magical Hawaiian island, another island blows up. Like, that far from where you were.
I don't think you guys weren't there then.
No, we left the day that happened.
Oh, my God. So that volcano blows up. I mean, in retrospect, it's not that close to Hawaii, right? But it's still in that part.
It created
The tsunami.
Yeah, stuff people from reported hearing it and feeling it. Yeah. So it was like
in Hawaii. Yeah.
What? So you were did it have any effect on your flights or anything? Or?
No, they didn't even know until we landed.
Yeah, we were probably in the air when it occurred, which is also a wild thing to think about.
We had a text like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah,
yeah, I'm fine." Why?
And they're like, "There's a tsunami warning."
Yeah,
in Hawaii.
You know, just an apocalypse is happening where you just were. Yeah. No, big deal.
No big deal.
All right, so let's relax.
Let's relax.
Everybody catch their breaths. We're all back safe on the mainland now. Let's drink some beers. People were asking, though, before we drink your beers, did you find anything really cool in Hawaii as far as beers go?
There were a couple of spots. There was a neat spot that, unfortunately, when we got there, they were closing because they didn't have enough people because of COVID and whatever.
Yeah.
It was called Kauai Island Brewing Company, mm-hmm. and their little tagline was the last beer you can have before tomorrow, because apparently if you go a little bit further west...
The time changes enough that they're the furthest west.
Don't try to understand.
Oh wait, no. I'm sorry. I was thinking like there.
If you were
down the freaking street, and I was like, that's confusing.
No, if you keep traveling, that would be changes. Gotcha.
Yes, gotcha. Right. That's pretty cool.
Their beer was good. And then there's another spot called Kahola that had pretty good beer. Mm-hmm. What was the one that
Waikiki was really yummy.
Waikiki was nice.
But I mean, we did mostly draft when we were there. You go to the grocery store and it's like 4 Hawaiian breweries, and that's it. It takes a lot of logistics to get beer to an island that far away.
Or even like the ingredients if you wanted to own them.
Oh, yeah. We talked to one of the brewers about hops there, and he's like, yeah, no, we don't grow hops.
Yeah, that's got to be so rough. Yeah.
What do they do?
Yeah.
They import it.
Just import everything. A lot of it comes, I think, from Seattle or, you know, Washington.
Same. I've never been to Hawaii, but the same was up in Alaska. Like, if you want to buy a car in Alaska, it's going to be double because it's got to get here.
Yeah,
you know?
A few people found out what we did, and they're like, oh, my God, you should do that here. And I'm like, I don't think it's for lack of demand. I think it's getting the product to Hawaii is just hard.
So what do we got? What is this first one that looks like chunky and stuff?
Yeah, so this is called Natural Flavors from Frequentum. We brought a Frequentum beer to Festivus, I think.
Nice.
I barely know them.
Nailed it.
Classic joke.
So this is basically just some raspberry juice for you this morning. You gotta have a little.
Am I seeing chunks? Like, there's chunks in this?
Yeah, not really. It's smoothie.
Yes, chunks.
It's like you just made a fruit smoothie in your.
This is. Wait. When you say that, some juice, are you kidding? Or does this actually have alcohol in it?
It has alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the new style of sour.
Get out of here, man.
It's not so sour. I mean, it's not new, but new.
There's no alcohol in that.
What's the ABV on this?
What is this, 5?
That's the most dangerous thing I've ever tasted.
Yeah. Dude, that is awesome.
It's gone.
I know we joke, and I'm spitting. I know we joke about stuff that's like, oh, that doesn't taste, that's easy, that's great. I've never had a booze product that literally tastes like, you can make mixed drinks that don't taste like alcohol. That is a beer, if you will, that has no booze taste.
This is a 6.2 sour IPA.
And it's 6.2.
It's
you'd be done.
It starts with like a very like sour raspberry, and then it ends with like that bready beer taste, and I like it a lot.
That is crazy.
It's good, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
You guys might like that.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
I don't remember if we brought you any smoothies.
What is the name of this place?
Yet.
Frequentum?
Frequentum. They're in Canandaigua.
We said we were going to look up what their name meant before we did
anything.
Dang it.
Something about the art of making beer.
Together, I think, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Or community or something like that.
We'll move on to the next beer.
Yeah,
cool. JoJo, look that up. JoJo can Google it.
It's a quick Google. Yeah.
What do we got here? What's this?
So we figured we would completely go the opposite way. This is super hoppy from a brewery called Surly. And it's Furious is the name of the beer.
Okay.
So why is it Furious? Just because it's really hoppy?
It's mad about it.
Furiously hoppy.
Really mad hoppy.
I was going to say, this one I'm sure will be more for beer drinkers as opposed to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, this might not be a Cody fave.
But I like to taste them because I like to give my review.
I love your review.
Whoa!
Wow. I didn't even taste it yet.
We got a 180 here.
Whoa! It's not bad. I don't hate it. I like the flavors of things, crazy things.
Huh. No, so that's...
This is 6.7.
It has that... Wow, that taste
tastes a lot more like 6.7.
That I'm not the biggest fan of, but it doesn't have the the main reason I don't like IPAs and stuff in pale ales is that aftertaste. I can't deal with it. Mm-hmm. This really doesn't have that lingering that's like there forever.
It's like I'm eating Cody's jacket a little bit. Like it's got that like skunky kind of like weed flavor at the very end.
Yep.
That's the traditional hoppy IPA.
Yeah, no, it's not bad for it being, you know, full of the hops.
Potty.
That's not bad at all.
So what did
different
you
kind of potty.
What did the shop do while you guys were gone? Did you just close for the week?
It rested, yeah.
It rested.
Then it did. It took a night-night.
It took a night-night.
So then people are eager to get back to branching out. They've been, won't you? You just opened up back this week, and then what? You hurt your hand when you got back?
Oh, yeah, God. So we did all this adventurous stuff in Hawaii.
Helicopter ride, tubing, kayaking, hiking to waterfalls.
Blah, blah,
no injuries,
blah.
Which is wonderful.
Super crazy fishing.
Catching
super
and eating indigenous
fishing,
animals.
Lots of hooks,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, catching and eating, filleting, and yeah.
Yeah.
Then we come home, and I go to take the garbage and recycle bins out, and I hit a patch of ice, and I'm on the ground before I even know I'm falling. It happened so fast, and then so my doctor thinks that the bin basically smashed my skin open. There's no cut. It's not a slice. My skin just went
like popped like a hot dog.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Like just popped open like a hot dog in boiling water.
I usually am his triage nurse, and I can get
she couldn't do it.
His body back together, but I quit.
It wouldn't
it was
super
so
glue back together.
That it was
the
just,
doctor kept like, saying it wants to bleed.
Just, yeah,
it wants
to
bleed.
Couldn't get it stop bleeding, so it made me feel better that the doctor couldn't either.
Yeah, it was gnarly. So bear with me at the shop this weekend. I'm going to be slow. I got three sutures in my finger.
He had said that. Did you see that they'd done all this adventurous stuff and then he injures himself in his driveway?
Is there a picture of that?
Probably have. Really I don't know if I have a picture of the open wound.
I wanted to see the hot dog figure.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Cool,
so, give me the 4-pack price this week. Karak 4-pack branching out bottle shop.
We're doing 17 this week.
$70 out the door. You head over there. They will take care of you. What do we got for our last two beers?
So we're going dark.
Barley boy. Barley boy, look who's up here. Who's up here, Barley man?
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? This is an oatmeal milk stout from Hamburg, 5.3, real smooth.
Hamburg, New York?
Hamburg, New York.
No, it's an oatmeal milk hamburger stout. It is just popped over the hot dog drool.
Oh, did you find the...
I have a really blurry picture.
Yeah. Hot dog drool. I like it. I like it.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Where is it? Did you give it to me?
Yeah, it's very clear. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is this one about? Dark oatmeal...
Just slightly sweet, easy. This is a really mild stout. It's not going to be overly thick or chocolatey.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow.
Very approachable stout.
That's a breakfast one.
Yep.
I love a good coffee flavor, Coco.
Oh, it does smell like all the things you said.
That's a good breakfast one.
What I like about this, too, is it does not have an extremely heavy body, so you can really have a couple of these without feeling like you're super full. And
it's a lighter, darker one.
Yeah. What's the ABV on that one, did you say?
It's pretty mild.
5.3.
5.3.
What's the flavors again?
So it's an oatmeal milk stout, but most stouts you're going to get like a roasted malt, which comes off like coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I taste like a... like a oatmeal-y, coffee-y type, whatever.
Normally, when it's oatmeal, it does have a, I guess, more bold body, but this is not. It's just kind of creamy and light. It's really easy to drink.
That. That's how you would think, the way Josh explains his body, it would be bold or whatever, but then you see it's more creamy.
It's very creamy and light. Yeah. $17 out the door for the K-Rock 4-pack. Not 70, Schultz. 17.
And if you want to give him 70, feel ahead.
Yeah,
Cody, feel ahead. $17 for four delicious beers right out the gate. And like I always say, they're like a couple of beer elves. I walked in there and gave them examples for Christmas presents, and they ran around and put together an amazing 4-pack.
Oh, see, I just walked around for like half an hour. Just like,
well, sometimes it's just fun to look at all the cans.
Well, that's what I was doing. I was like, I'm going to look at every single beer in here, I think.
If anybody should take advantage of their like selection, it's you, because then you're not making the decisions. You can just walk in and say, I like this. And they make the thing, and you leave and don't have to think about the decision.
No,
he
that's
also
true.
Likes pretty
that's
things,
true.
Shiny things.
But that's the thing, is that I like, that's what I was doing. I was like, I'm just going to walk around and look at the cool,
it is cool
art and stuff on the cans awesome. And everything. And if anything hits my fancy, I'm going to do it. Although because my taste buds are weird. It's like, I have to try this. I got the gingerbread cookie hard cider.
Not good.
Not for him.
You didn't like
was
it.
That, it was
no, it was
Coyote Hole or something.
I don't remember where, but it was not my jam at all. It was exactly that. It was.
the most, had like a, oh, I just bit a gingerbread cookie. But then it was like, hey, but you know all the spices that we use for Thanksgiving? We're also going to use all of those. Yeah. But then it was sweet because it was a hard cider. And I was like, what is going on?
I drank it. No, I mean, you gotta throw it out.
Final beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Big beer. Take a sip of that, Cody. What is this? Tell me about this one.
This is a 7% dark lager with maple syrup.
Yo.
From Aurora Brewing Company.
It smells like maple syrup.
Aurora Brewing.
You're going to taste it.
No, I did. I already did. No, it tastes. It smells more like maple syrup, and then the aftertaste has got the maple syrup.
Smoky, too.
It is slightly smoky.
Pretty wild.
They just burped on in the mic.
I got this one yesterday, actually. They just released it to the public.
That's strong.
It's a pretty popular one from them. It's very unique and just perfect for the cold days.
It is bold.
I think it's got a lot of flavor, and they're all nice flavors.
You drink that with like a spicy chili right now, you're good for playoff football weekend.
This is a good,
put some chili in the crock pot, you have a couple of these, oh my God, that Bills game is going to be fun.
And or make the chili with this.
That's what I do. That's my ender for
it's
a chili
like
and dump a beer in there. Yeah.
He's a genius.
I've done that a lot more recently.
It's good.
Just drink a beer and dump it in whatever.
Yep. Run down the business. Branching Out Bottle Shop. Everybody asking, where can you get this? Branching Out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus, right there near the movie tavern. Can't miss it. This is the K-Rock 4-pack, $17 out the door for all four beers. What do you got?
Yeah. All right. We got natural flavors from Frequentum, the raspberry sour that tastes like juice. We got Surly Furious IPA because it's so mad about its hops. We got Hamburg oatmeal milk stout. And we've got the Aurora Dark Scent, which is the smoked maple dark lager. And all of these are available individually as well, but we want you to try them all. So get the 4-pack.
Do you have any sampling coming up soon, or we're not back to that yet?
No, since the mask mandate got extended, we had one for Athletic, which is an NA company, which would have been perfect for January and February and all those pansies that don't drink during January.
Boom, burn.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel, babe.
Well, come on. Her livelihood is made off of alcohol, so she's allowed to be mad at people who don't want to drink.
I mean, we also sell the non-alcoholic stuff.
Yeah,
I have a friend who just is drinking only non-alcoholics right now because she wanted to, like, do the dry January.
Yeah, yeah. Send her over. We got some cool stuff.
But, yeah.
What are the hours? Let people know when they can come see
11 to 7 today, tomorrow, noon to 5 Sunday. And then we'll be watching the Beals.
Boom. All right. Branching Out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus. Radio World, going to hand you off to the 90s at 9. Twitch fam, we're going to play Gang Beasts. We are going to play Madden and helpfully pick out who's going to win this Bills game. As Cody and I go head-to-head.
Me.
He's the Bills. I'm the Chiefs.
I the Bears.
That's powered by Cornell's Greenhouse in Oneida, 420CNY.com. Ladies and gentlemen, for your leftovers today, before we get out of here, a man refused to pull over until he finished his burger. A Louisiana man who led police on a lengthy pursuit before surrendering, told cops he didn't want to stop yet because he was still eating his burger.
He didn't feel safe.
He didn't want to pull over yet.
You have to do it within reason, but you don't have to pull over immediately for the police. You pull over when it's safe. If you're like somewhere random and you're not safe, you don't have to. I mean, you can't just drive away from them. I don't think a burger in the hand
isn't enough reason. And he was traveling 60 and a 25 as he tried to outrun them.
Also not good.
So that's a lot of strikes against you. They led officers on a lengthy pursuit. Ran through six stop signs.
Damn.
Till they eventually got him over. He exited the vehicle holding his hamburger. Said he couldn't stop because his brakes were broken. And he just purchased his burger. He wanted to finish it. Well, if you want a guy who's going to finish eating that burger, I'll tell you what. This next guy, oh my God. He eats that burger until you tap out. All right.
Is it deluxe with some lettuce?
Oh, it's pickle. Got
a little onion smell to it.
Definitely a lot of mayo when he's done. All right. Griffin is up next. Be excellent to each other.